Now to Cork, and today the Crawford Art Gallery will move a giant sculpture from its front lawn ahead of a major €29 million two-year refurbishment project. The gallery will close its doors in September, and there's also the work of moving over 3,500 pieces of artwork into storage for the duration. To tell us more about what's ahead, I'm joined by Mary McCarthy, the director of the Crawford Art Gallery. It's all systems go, Mary. Tell us first of all about this multi-million euro refurbishment of what is an 18th century building.
Good morning from sunny Cork. Yes, we're very excited about, I suppose, the redevelopment of Crawford Art Gallery as part of the Ireland 2040 programme. So the redevelopment is led by Grafton Architects, Ireland's leading architecture firm. And as you say, we are conserving and enhancing the Crawford so that we're future-proofing it essentially for the future. It's a large project and very much supported by Minister Catherine Martin's office in partnership with the OPW. So we'll have an expanded space of up to 50% more space for the public, which will include 20% more gallery space, storage for our state-of-the-art collection, big new exciting space for Learn Explore programmes, a lot more easier for the public to navigate. And centrally for, I suppose, anybody who knows Cork, we'll be reorientating the entrance onto Emmet Place because we're very fortunate to be right here in the centre of Cork.
And in the meantime, you're moving the sculpture today. You have significant works in the gallery by people like Sean Keating, Harry Clark,
yes,
and modern, more modern artists like Dorothy Cross and Hughie O'Donoghue. How do you store this amount of artwork?
That's right. It's really exciting. Actually, like, we've got many of the collection works are on show at the moment over three floors. So we do encourage listeners to come in because we're going to be open until the 22nd of September fully. We've been planning this large redevelopment with the department and the OPW for many years. So we've been really condition assessing every work. Many works will go into storage for the period of closure, but also many will be circulating to our other cultural institutions, Irish Museum of Modern Art, National Gallery, National Museum, ULAIN, indeed Hillsborough Castle, OPW. So some works will be in circulation, but it is a large logistical task that we've been planning carefully, assessing the works, packing them, storing them. And we're also going to use the period of closure to conserve the works because all artworks need conservation over time. And when we come back into the building in 27 with our new lighting system, you know, the collection will look magnificent. And it's a real opportunity, I suppose, to enhance the collection and to communicate it widely, because it's something we are really grateful in Ireland. We have extraordinary public collections that are available to the public free. And that's something that we've really enhanced with support from public and private over the last few years.
It's a big step today, moving this giant sculpture that's
huge
at the front of the gallery. It's all systems go, is it?
Huge. We moved the Michael Warren obelisk of a bronze obelisk this morning and a Vivian Roach sculpture. So they've been in the front of the gallery since 2012. So that was a large logistical work. And that's us now planning for when a contractor will take occupation of the site in spring 25.
And are they hidden away now, Mary, or can they be viewed elsewhere?
Those large sculptures are going into storage because they're large and significant, and we also want to do immediate conservation on those, and they'll come back out again in 27. But we will be keeping the collection very visible online when we're closed, because we know our publics have a very kind of, I suppose, close relationship to the artworks.
And what about all the staff at the gallery for the duration of the refurbishment?
Yes, we're going to be very busy working on planning for the reopening. We have a huge amount of work to do, as you can imagine, doing visitor planning, rebranding, and we'll also be delivering our Learn Explore programmes off-site when we're closed and working on touring the collection. So it's all systems go when we're closed.
So there won't be any job losses for the duration?
There'll be some immediate pause, like of the, I suppose, invigilators and some contract for service posts and kind of front facing. But no, the majority of the staff will be completely focused on the reopening. We're quite a small staff here in Crawford, so we'll be working, I suppose, on planning for that big reopening, welcoming the public back into these historic buildings.
And when do you hope that'll happen?
We want to be back in here as soon as possible, but we know it's a two-year programme, a build programme, because it's a large project, a lot of conservation. So we'd hope to be back on site in early 27.
Well, we look forward to seeing the final results. Mary McCarthy, Director of the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork, thank you very much.